Welcome to Practical Christian Living.
Israel becoming a nation in a day, like it said. Bones, literally bones that rattle and come back together again and make a nation. It is a good lesson for us to go, you know, you can't hurry God up. And you just kind of need to be in line with what God wants you to be doing.
God's plan for Israel is unfolding just as it is written in Scripture. Prophecy Fulfilled tells us that God's word can be trusted. It tells us that God will do exactly what He said He'd do in His time. We are kicking off our series, High Resolution, Seeing Jesus More Clearly, by seeing so clearly end times prophecy that has come to pass and has yet to be fulfilled. With more from Daniel chapter 12, here's Robert Furrow, pastor of Calvary Tucson.
Here in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and I kind of just wanted to cover some of this. It says, "And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people." If you've studied the book of Daniel, you know that Nebuchadnezzar has a dream early on in the book. And you know that Daniel sees a vision later on in the book of beasts. And this statue that Nebuchadnezzar sees has toes of iron and clay, has shins of silver, thighs of brass, and it kind of goes up to gold, to the head of gold. And we're told what the dream is, because he tells us the head of gold is Nebuchadnezzar. The iron is the Roman Empire. Now, when Daniel wrote this, the Roman Empire wasn't in existence yet. The 10 toes of iron and clay is some coalition sometime in the future from us, which may be coming together now, or maybe we're not seeing any of it anywhere. Remember everybody saying it was the EU, you know, the 10 nations? Then there was 11 of them, then 12 of them, then 13 of them. Then I remember reading, three heads get knocked off by one horn. Remember, guys, remember that prophecy? So maybe now there's 13 and three get knocked off by one, but that would mean 9. So I don't know, you know, trying to get it all figured out, who knows? But someday there will be a coalition. There will be a one world government. There will be one currency. There will be a mark on the back of your hand or on your forehead, or you cannot buy and sell. There will be a charismatic political leader who will have at his side a charismatic religious leader. The Antichrist and the false prophet, they will get their strength from the dragon, from the devil himself. These things will take place. What they look like, I don't think we know. And I think that these guys get caught up in this sensationalizing, trying to say this is what this is and this is happening and this is what that is, and they get caught up in it. Well, Daniel's gone through all of that now and is at the very end. And Michael seems to be the prince of the people of Israel. Nations have their own angels. And Michael is Israel's angel, which I think is just awesome when we think of the nation of Israel today. We know that a lot of people would love to see Israel not be a nation. We know that churches have denied the existence of Israel. They have denied that God would even stand for Israel. There are Reconstructionists who believe that the church has replaced Israel. Once there's a Google review, you can't remove it. We as a church can't go remove a Google review. One of our very first Google reviews, when Google came, was kind of going and people were starting to put on reviews. And one of our very first Google reviews said that, you know, went to this church and this pastor taught that Israel was replaced by the church, which is the exact opposite of what we teach. And I remember that being there forever. I finally went around asking everybody, will you write a review? Would you write a review? Write a Google review. Write a Google review. So we could bury it. Finally, it's like it's buried. I haven't seen it in forever. But God said in the Old Testament to the nation of Israel, "I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you on the palms of my hand. Though a mother may forget the child in her womb, I will never forget you. God said to Abraham, look to the north, the south, the east, and the west. For all the land that I have given to you and your descendants forever as an inheritance. So God's given it to the nation of Israel. I'm not saying Israel's doing God's bidding right now. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that Israel does everything right any more than I believe that the United States does anything right. Doesn't shock you guys, does it? I shouldn't say anything. Any more than I think the United States does everything right. I'll go that route. Certainly they do some things right, right? But there are plenty of things the United States do that I think are wrong and I disagree with. You too. Some of you guys look at me like, oh. You too. Same thing with Israel. Israel doesn't do everything right. There are plenty of things they do that are wrong. There are things that I think that they have done wrong in the Palestinian conflict. I think the Palestinians have done a lot more wrong. I mean, that's just where I am. But when it comes down to God giving them the land, God gave it to Abraham. And there's an angel that stands over that's going to make this happen. And the Bible says that God's going to bring them back in the land, that they would be born again in a day, and they were in 1948, that the land would be desolate, and it was for 400 years, that God would restore fruitfulness to the land of Israel, and they did, and he did. All of this foretold in Ezekiel 34, 35, 36, 37. All of it happening, some of it even in our day, as Israel became a nation again. So many people, can you imagine? Can you just imagine what it must have been like to be alive in 1947? Coming through World War II, where so many Jewish people suffered from the Holocaust, even rejected by the United States, even boats full of Jewish people running from the Nazis, showing up at the shore of the United States and being turned away. Those boats being taken back and put in concentration camps. So the Bible says the whole world will one day be against Israel. But didn't it seem like the whole world was against Israel in that day? And then all of a sudden Israel becomes a nation again? Talk about being sensational. I wasn't alive in 1948, but if I was alive in 1948, I'd have been like, Jesus is coming back today. I'd have been one of those guys wearing the sandwich signs outside on the streets. Telling people, man, look at it. But that goes to show you that there can be a lot of things that line up with Scripture. Israel becoming a nation in a day, like it said. Israel suffering bones, literally bones that rattle and come back together again and make a nation. It is a good lesson for us to go, you know, you can't hurry God up. And you just kind of need to be in line with what God wants you to be doing. Knowing that these things will come to pass. And we may very well see them. I hope we do. So he says, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. So Michael, the archangel, stands up. And this is the great prince that stands watch over the nation of Israel. Sometimes we feel bad for Israel. Hey, Israel is not going to be... Israel will be persecuted by the Antichrist. And will be driven from the land of Israel. But once they will be brought back into that land, they will not be driven out again. And they have a great prince that stands over this nation. No wonder it can be so incredibly tiny, just 50 miles wide, if you include the contested West Bank. If you take away the contested West Bank, there's a section in Israel that's only 14 miles wide. Can you imagine? What are we from this spot right here to Mexico? 50 miles, probably. Can you imagine? 14 miles wide and 200 miles long. Surrounded by countries that have tried to destroy them and hate them. From Jordan to Egypt, which is now is at peace with them. Has a peace treaty with them. And Israel and Egypt are getting along well now. But that hasn't always been the case. They tried to destroy them and kill them at one point. Syria, which of course has all of its problems now. But all of these nations, Russia, that has endeavored to try to destroy Israel through these other nations through all of these years, Iran today, which still says they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. They won't be able to, because Israel has a great prince that stands over them, Michael. Kind of wonder, Lord, who's our angel? The United States. It says, and there will be a time of trouble such as never where it was since there was a nation. This speaks of the up-and-coming tribulation period. As I said, this tribulation period doesn't start until we and the church are taken away, because we are not appointed to God's wrath. And as bizarre as it sounds that we'll be taken up in the rapture, all of this is bizarre. There's none of it that's not bizarre. Think of it. The world's going to end one day. And when the world ends, it will end. If it wasn't through this, it would be a catastrophe. It would be through a bizarre motion of, you know, a meteor hitting the earth, or of a close flyby that knocks us out of orbit or something. There would be a bizarre thing that would happen. Jesus said, there's a time coming that is worse than anything this world has ever seen. He quoted this. So we know it wasn't Antiochus Epiphanes, as some try to claim. We also know that it wasn't Nero, as the preterists try to claim. That it was Nero and it was the worst time the world has ever seen, because it's not the worst time the world has ever seen in any stretch of the imagination. There's a time coming, and the world's crying peace and safety when it happens. The whole world is getting wealthy off of Mystery Babylon. All these things may be developing right now. We may, back in 2008, last financial crash that we went through, again, many people talked about Jesus coming back again. It became a big thing to do prophecy updates and talking about it. And I would tell people, I don't know that we're doing well enough yet. I don't know that there's enough talk about peace right now. It just seems like things got to be doing well. We seem to be doing a little better now. It might mean we're a little bit closer. Might mean we're a lot closer. So this time is going to come. And then he says, even that time, at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awoke. I believe that is a reference to the rapture. Realize there are many pastors and prophecy experts who say it's not, but I believe it is. Just as I believe that Isaiah 26, it talks about those who are asleep in the dust of the earth will be awakened. And it says some to everlasting life and some to everlasting, some to shame and everlasting contempt. You say, well, if that's the rapture, then how are some going to everlasting life and some to everlasting contempt? Because all of this happens so fast that when you're reading it, it goes from one line to another. But when you're living it, it goes from 7 years later, 7 years then 7 years later. But from the perspective where we are standing back, you stand this far back from something and you see something happening thousands of years down the road in a 7 year period, and it looks like it's happening right on top of each other. You get right up next to it, and there's a 7 year gap. And so people go, well, it can't be, you know, this can't be the rapture because, well, the writer is just giving us this picture of what's happening in what is a moment of time. That 7 years will be so quick compared to the thousands of years that have come from the time of Daniel, some 500 years before the time of Christ, some 2,500 years ago from right now. But eventually there will be a resurrection of everybody. Everyone who's died, everyone who's alive will be changed, and eventually everyone will stand before God, and that's really what this is all about. It's not about the small details that people argue about. It's about the fact that we will all stand in front of Him one day, and I'm so glad that when I stand in front of Him, that I'm going to be able to say, Jesus is my advocate. My sins are forgiven. The sins of my children, my wife, my late wife, all taken care of. So we will be able to enter in to the joy of the Lord. It says, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting contempt. This is heaven and hell. This is the two places where the souls of men go. It says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. Are you wise? Wisdom isn't always smarts, right? You can have a dumb wise person. I don't know how many there are, but you can have them. Are you wise? Are you wise enough to say, you know what? I'm gonna live for Jesus. Shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Well, that's our job as the church, that we would turn many to righteousness. He says, but you, Daniel, shut the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will run to and fro and knowledge will increase. He says, this isn't the end yet, Daniel. Just shut the book and don't worry about it. It's going to be sealed till the time of the end, which I think the reason that the fact that we understand the book of Daniel tells us that we are living in the last days. Again, the last days doesn't mean Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Could be 100 years from now, but we are living in the last days. And he says, men are going to run to and fro on the earth and knowledge is going to increase. Well, that's happening. People are on planes traveling around the world. It wasn't happening 100 years ago. Knowledge has increased incredible rates. In fact, that may tie in to why Russia wants so badly to go to Israel, because a lot of technology that you and I have today comes out of Israel. Israel is one of the only nations now that can take water from seawater and air and makes their water out of seawater and air. Their technology is absolutely phenomenal. People say that it's oil or natural gas that brings down Russia to Israel. I don't know. I think Russia's got a lot of oil. It's got a lot of natural gas. I think that kind of makes, you know, you could say it makes sense. Maybe it will be the case. I'm not saying it ain't. I'm just saying I'm not convinced. When the Bible says God puts a hook in the leader of Russia and brings him down against Israel, puts a hook in his nose, brings him down against them, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but he's going to want something they've got. He's going to say, something they've got, I want. Well, knowledge is going to increase, and certainly has, and it's increased in Israel in unbelievable rates. He says, then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others on this riverbank and the other riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times and a half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all of these things shall be finished. The great tribulation, 3.5 years, when the power of the holy people, the people of Israel, is finally broken, it will be done. Although I heard, I did not understand. Welcome to the club, Daniel. The people who claim they understand don't understand. I've listened to them. Oh, I've got it all figured out. I got it straightened out. I can tell you exactly what's going on. Then they start talking. You're like, you don't got nothing figured out. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said to me, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So that's why I think that we have, people say, you know, the church history didn't look at Daniel the way we look at Daniel. It's because I believe it was sealed up. We're living in the time of the end now. The Bible says in the last days, God will bring Israel back into the land. We're living in the last days. And so I believe we understand the book of Daniel now, where church history didn't. How could they? Look, how could they? Israel wasn't a nation. Israel was scattered throughout peoples all around the earth. You and I look at it from a very unique perspective, because now Israel's a nation again. And we see God promising to work and fight for Israel. And if you lived in 1750, you got to go, that's an analogy, right? If you're looking at the world and going, what do these things mean that God's going to fight for the nation of Israel? Well, it must be the church. The church must be Israel. We might indeed be replacement theologists. Because if you're trying to look at the world around you to picture, you know, what the Bible's saying, well, that's the mistake. The mistake is that we ought to just read what the Bible says and let God go ahead and make things the way that they are, instead of trying to look at the world, what the world looks like. But you can understand why they would have thought it can't really be the nation of Israel, because Israel's not a nation. It wasn't a nation until 1948. And then all of a sudden we start going, I see, as the picture starts to come together, And so he says, go your way, Daniel. Verse 9, For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. I love that. None of the wicked are going to understand. People in the world don't understand. Doesn't even say that Christians are going to understand, but it says the wise will understand. So a lot of people are like, I don't care about prophecy. I'm in the church, I don't care about it. I don't want to talk about it ever. I don't care about it. Fine. I do. And it says the wise will understand, and I want to be wise. He says, and from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away from the abomination of desolation to set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days, which, again, I don't know that anybody knows what all that's about, but you go your way till the end. For you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Well, whether or not we are alive during the days when Jesus returns and all of these things are unfolded before our eyes, they are definitely, the stage is definitely set. It doesn't matter. Because we're going to do the same thing we're supposed to do anyway. That's what we're supposed to. And that is live for Jesus. Live our lives in such a way that people around us can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. I want to read you one more passage quickly. I'm out of time. But 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come in a thief, like a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with a great fervent heat. Once again, we see that once it starts to happen, it happens quickly. But I wanted to point out that verse so that you would know God desires that all would be saved and all would come to the knowledge of the truth. That's really what our 2018 should be about. So that our friends and our family, our coworkers, our acquaintances can see Christ in us. We may feel inadequate with that, but you have the power of the Holy Spirit that you have been given, that you could live your life and say, you know, Lord, if this stage kind of fits together, if the jigsaw puzzle all finally comes together and we see it all and go, that's it, it's happening. It'll happen fast and we'll be there when it does and it will be awesome. But if that happens 10 years from now, between now and then we occupy and we share Christ with the people around us. If it happens 20 years from now, same thing. 50 years from now, same thing. 100 years from now, we'll let the next generation do it. Right? And we'll go to the grave. Serve God faithfully till the day that we're buried. But none of that changes the truth that all of these things are getting ready to take place. Stand with me, would you, and let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for how your word speaks to us on these prophecies. And help us to not get caught up in that over-sensationalizing of these events. They are incredible on their own. And Lord, we don't know the day you're going to come back, but we know that when it starts, it's just going to all happen. It's going to be quick. It's going to happen quickly. We pray, Lord, that we would love you, love your word, and be used by you to touch the lives of people all around us. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We hope that Practical Christian Living helps you to live God's Word, that we might be doers and not just hearers. If you'd like to hear more of Robert Furrow's teachings, go to calvarytucson.com, where you'll find recordings from our weekday and weekend services at Calvary Tucson, and also archives of Practical Christian Living programs. We are grateful for your donations that help fund the production and broadcast of Practical Christian Living. You can donate simply and securely. Here's how. Log on to calvarytucson.com. Click on Donate, then select PCL Radio. Or you can mail your donation to Calvary Tucson, PCL Radio, 5170 South Julian Drive. That's Julian Drive, Tucson, Arizona, 85706. And when you donate $25 or more, we'll send you a copy of Pastor Daniel Fusco's book, Honestly. In it, Daniel reminds us that even when life gets messy and unpredictable, Jesus is still there, and Jesus is real. Thanks for supporting and listening to Practical Christian Living with Robert Furrow. We pray that you come to know the grace and peace that can only come from Jesus, and that you would walk closer with Him every day.